Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining me.
Now, don't worry.
Celebrities making political statements isn't a new thing by any stretch of the imagination. How much of an impact do you think this year's Grammy had and / will have compared to other years?
I think it has potentially has quite a significant impact because of the nature of the artists who are protesting. As you said, it's not new for artists to protest, but usually when artists are political, it's more because their music is already political and they've made a stand through their careers. So you can think of, for example, politically conscious hip-hop or folk artists from the past who their whole reason of being was to be political. But the artists speaking out at the Grammys and in other contexts are, I suppose you could call, mainstream artists who are doing this, for some of them, for the first time in their careers. Prior to this, their focus was really on their music and entertaining their audiences. So I think this is quite significant because it's a bit of a shift in who's actually doing it.
What sort of power do celebrities have to affect our political opinions, particularly more high-profile celebrities who aren't normally politicised, someone like Katy Perry?
I think, a big potential influence, especially for younger audiences, because Katy Perry is appealing to quite a young audience. And it's young people whose political opinions are forming, and they're real key for change to occur. So if Katy Perry, who has obviously millions of fans who are maybe not old enough to vote yet, but who have sort of started to become politically conscious, then if she makes a stand about something, and her fans who love her so dearly are likely to be influenced by what she says and what she does. So I think that sort of potential significance and influence really can't be underestimated with such a huge star as somebody like Katy Perry, for example.
Yeah. Well, something else at the Grammys, which was highly politicised, similar to the Oscars as well, was the sort of racial distribution and the number of white musicians who won out over high-profile musicians of colour in awards. And there was a lot of conversation sparked about sort of the Grammys and the nature of this awards ceremony. How much impact do you think the discussion, which has been going on, which seems to have really ramped up this year, is going to have on future awards ceremonies?
I think that's a difficult one to judge. I mean, it seems the Grammys have often been criticised for ignoring black music stars, for example. And it seems some of the commentators have suggested that this is no different. So I think the difference is that some of the artists themselves who won, such as Adele, seem to be making comments that acknowledge that maybe somebody else was better deserving of the award. So, for example, Adele won over Beyonce, and she did sort of make a comment that she wasn't kind of worthy of the award. I mean, that could just be a throwaway comment, but maybe it meant something a bit stronger about that. So whether that has an influence on the Grammys in the future, I think it's a slow shift, but maybe it's starting to happen. And the same with the Oscars as well, sort of campaigns to try to recognise African-American filmmakers and artists and including more diversity. Again, these are real entrenched kind of institutions, so this is a sort of chipping away, I suppose, so it's still a long way to go.
And now, looking back to the performances, A Tribe Called Quest opened their performance of We the People with the lyrics, Busta Rhymes stating, "I want to thank Agent Orange," of course referring to Donald Trump, "for perpetuating all of the evil you've been perpetuating through the United States," and then they kicked down a giant foam wall. Of course, this is very clear symbolically sort of what it's standing for. Do you think that down the track, realistically, that celebrities like this do have much power in determining people's, politics or things like that? Or do you think it's more just a statement and something that makes people feel a bit better about it all?
No, I think it does. I don't think we can underestimate the power of popular culture. It has huge influence on people's lives. People listen to music constantly. They watch television, they go to the movies. Popular culture is just ubiquitous, it's all around us. And again, these artists who have such huge fan bases, they're tapping into all those kinds of people and then potentially having a flow-on effect to then the other people around those fans. So I think it does have a potential significant impact. I mean, obviously their performance was more overt and it's a political statement than, say, Katy Perry's. And maybe their fans are a little bit more politicised already. But the people watching at home who might have tuned in because Adele was on, there could be something there that really sort of touched the nerve with them and makes them think about the political kind of understanding. And so popular culture, definitely sort of iconic kind of people, definitely have a big influence.
Mm. Well, looking at how turbulent the political climate is around the world at the moment, do you think that we're going to see a big spike in sort of protest music and celebrity protest?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's been quite constant, actually, for a while now, especially in America in regards to Trump, but also in the UK for quite a long time in the sort of face of austerity measures and other sorts of government policies. There's a constant stream of celebrities that have been standing up at protests, both in America and the UK, for quite a few months now. So, and I think as more of them do it, the others potentially feel a bit more emboldened to do it as well. Because in America, particularly Hollywood stars, for example, get quite criticised if they make political statements. I think that's changing, and now their political statements are being seen as something that's necessary and maybe even brave in some respects. So I think we'll see more of that happening as the artists and stars themselves feel more comfortable about making a stand.
Mm. And, well, I guess the other positive side is we're getting some really, really wonderful art out of it all as well.
Oh, absolutely. The best art is political art, I think. I mean, it doesn't have to be overt. I mean, think of something like Beyoncé's Formation. The video clip was intensely political, but in a very sort of symbolic way, and as well as being just a fantastic piece of art, fantastic video and a wonderful song. So we can see it in different kinds. Sometimes it can be overtly political, sometimes it'll be more subtle, but it definitely inspires people, gets them going, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a silver lining to hold on to, and it's wonderful all this good stuff is happening. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me this morning to give a little bit of a rundown of the Grammys.
No worries. Thanks very much.